Okay, today is the 5th of November 2017. It was over a year ago, back in October of 2016, that we started our series in the book of John. And we concluded a few weeks ago, and Brother Marvin's given us a couple teachings. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. And what we decided to do, or I decided to do, was to have you all make up test questions. Well, because it's easier for me. Well, that's part of the reason, but the main reason was because I knew it would allow you all time to look through the book of John, look through notes, and write out your own questions and your own answers, and that is a method of learning. Okay? So like I've told, we've told our children for years, is listen, don't memorize. There's nothing wrong with memorization, but realize, okay, what happened at the tomb? What happened when Jesus said, eat my body and drink my blood? What happened? Just realize it. So you get it engraved in your mind and your heart, and you can memorize every chapter of the book of John and commit it all to memory according to the NASB or the NKJV or the KJV, but the point is, do you realize what Jesus taught? And why is it important for you and your family, for your children to come, if you don't have children yet, and for your children that are here, to teach them what God has instructed you to bring your children up in the admonition of the Lord. Amen? Because the world wants to teach you and your children the way they shouldn't go. And God's Word is more, we're just talking about, God's Word is more precious than gold or silver. Okay? Now, each of us should have our own sheets with 25 questions that we've made up, with the answers, with Bible verse references. Is that correct? If there's anybody that's not meeting that specification right now, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. May I ask why?
I was green.
You were green.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I know why you. You?
Like I was asking what offended me.
You didn't write Bible verses for one question, or the whole thing?
Two. Only some of them.
So, out of 25, mostly have Bible. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
That doesn't have Bible verses?
Well, we have Bible verses, but some.
There's
of them
like
don't.
Some questions like that were in the book of John that don't have a Bible verse.
Okay, so a few here and there we don't have the answers to. For you two that don't have the questions, at all, I would just say you can answer questions if you know the answer. You hear a question, you want to answer, just raise your hand. The way we're going to do this is going to take our 25, and we're going to hand our 25 to the left two people, except for you two. You two are kind of, we're going to go two. So from you, your questions will go to Victoria. And what were you saying about green? Oh, now I remember. You're go green, so you don't want to print paper and keep lumberjacks out of work, right? Is that the point?
We don't have to get into the details.
Okay.
I was just trying to be cool.
You're trying to be cool. So you don't have a paper printed out? Is that what you're saying?
And you? I think a friend does.
A friend? Oh, that would be me. I am a friend in need. And indeed, there you go. One for you. Marvin, you already have yours. Everybody else, though, has their own transcribed paperwork, right? So you're not going to include me unless I take my notes and hand them to the left by two people, which I think that's what I will do because I want to include myself. So at this time, I want you to take your notes and your answers and pass them to the left two people. So yeah, yours goes to...
Can we give this to Naomi, please?
Give that to Joshua, please. And I get yours. Okay, great.
That's you. Oh.
This is poetic right here.
Fine. Whose did you get?
I got my son's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what we're going to do for the next 45 minutes, and if we don't get very far in this, we may do this again next week. So just be prepared for that. This is your test. Okay? So we're going to go around the room, and I'll start, with the first question and go around this way. So the person right behind the person with the question, like for me, I'm going to ask the first question, Daniel will try to answer it. Okay? If he can't answer it, then it will go to Seth and backwards that way until we get an answer from somebody. That way, no one, we don't do a raising hands and the same 20% always answer the questions. Now, I will tell you, just so you can relax a little bit, this is for fun, okay? We're doing this to have fun. And I'm smiling big because I love all the looks on your faces, but it, I don't know is an answer. We were talking about this morning at the table, okay? If you don't know, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And we'll go backwards around the circle until you find an answer from somebody. If you know the answer to the question plus a Bible verse, that's a bonus point. All right? Now, if you have a piece of paper, you can keep track of your points. And this is all on the honor system because we're all Christians, right? And we're all supposed to tell the truth, right? So if you're going to keep track of your points, if you want to do that, I'm not saying you have to, but if you want to, you just check mark every time you get a right answer. If you get a right answer plus the Bible verses, you get two check marks or two ticks. Okay? Every fifth tick, you're going to X across. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? And then at the end, when we get done in 45 minutes, we'll see how fast this goes. We're going to see who has the most points and proclaim them the smartest biblically amongst us. Okay? We'll see who that is. So that's... Yes, sir.
Are you going to...
Quiet down, please. Got a question. If we have a question, then we need to everybody listen so we can all get the benefit of the answer. Yes, sir.
Are you going to pause or...
I'm not going to pause. No, I'm going to... Yeah, of course. What? For what?
After you say the question, to give everybody a chance to think, where if you didn't have a pause, then... the answer will get shot out there, and then that's a missed opportunity to get a point on a tally.
You have to verbalize to get a point.
Okay.
No, not just think I know it and then write down the point. No, you have to, I mean, it's good to know it, and I would suggest, listen carefully, just like Joshua is saying, that when I ask this first question, everybody thinks about it, because think, we could go all the way back to the person that needs to answer it, whoever that might be. So when I don't know, or Daniel goes, I don't know, Vicky's got the answer, okay? Then Vicky writes down the points, okay? So like I said, you don't have to keep points if you don't want to. If you're not into meritocracy, I understand, but... Listen, I am. I'm into meritocracy. So if you want to a grade at the end today, then let's, or maybe next week, let's keep the tally as you go. Everybody got a pencil? Got a pen? Anybody in need? If you need a pencil or a pen, please say so at this time. Punky has 3 over there, so she's willing to share.
Crayons.
Crayons work. We're just doing tick marks.
I'm in need of questions. I got a lot of papers here.
Didn't we just hand you a piece of paper?
Where's the
paper? No. Oh, I hand you all my notes.
I don't know where your questions are in this.
There's questions. Almost every teaching has questions at the end.
Yeah, you can just
You can't find it?
You have more power.
Am I understanding this correct? You don't have 25 questions.
Oh, you should have raised your hand.
Wait, let's look at the hypocrite for a minute, okay? So the hypocrite does not have 25 questions printed out, because I didn't give myself that due, because I have, let's see, between the, I don't know, I think it's like 50 teachings in there, probably, I'm just guessing an average, maybe seven hours per teaching.
You have more than 25 questions.
I have thousands of questions in that work right there, so... it'll be a little harder for you because you'll have to go find it. But you could use your own questions. I don't have a problem with that. But yes, I popped the log out of my eye.
Everybody else?
I can see better now.
Are they just supposed to go from top to bottom, or are they supposed to like pick which one they think might be a good one?
Like if you're question number one, like I asked the first question, right? Then he goes next, And his question number one lines up with my question number one. You can skip down to number two.
Okay. Are you going to be a moderator? Like, if
I hope I'm a better moderator today than I was a few weeks ago.
Where if it's a question that's already been asked, maybe like 10 questions ago, you're going
to
speak up.
Yeah, we'll just say we've already talked about that. We don't need to talk about it again. Okay, so our time is burning. Everybody want to get started? We're going to do 45 minutes of this, and then we'll see how far we get down the sheets. And I encourage you, keep tallies.
We don't need Holy Ghost security, do we?
Say again?
We don't need Holy Ghost security.
We don't need, well, we do need Holy Ghost is a constrainer. So, okay. So, Seth, I have a looking glass here because though I have good eyesight with my glasses, I have a micro writer. All right. All right, first question. It's a good one. And the first question goes to who? Anybody remember?
Daniel.
Goes to the person to my right. Okay, Daniel, ready? Question number one. This is from Seth. And so you can announce who made the questions. Which disciple did Jesus love the most?
Maybe John.
John. Now, did Jesus make that claim or did somebody else make it?
He himself made it.
Yeah, so the Apostle John was saying that throughout the book. Very good question and very good answer. Give yourself a check.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. I just had a thought.
Wait, no, he gets a bonus point if he says
yes.
The address.
Can you? Oh, that'd be in John, John 16.
Can we get confirmation, John 16? There's 21 chapters in the book of John.
Oh, that'd be John 21. John 21 verse, I don't know.
Dad. I
wrote it on there. Oh, did you? I don't see it.
I'll say John.
No, you have. Yeah, I see this here.
I was in
16.
Oh, okay. I was in the pack with where they're having
John 21:16.
Use 21:16 as your answer.
Yes.
You're in the Bible now, so.
No, that's still talking. That'll be later on.
Okay, we're not going to give you the credit on that one. Go ahead and give yourself one tick mark. And it is Mr. Marvin's question, please.
Do I get to just pick randomly, or do...
No, we said we're going to go from the top of the list to the bottom, unless there was a conflict.
Okay.
Like, is your number one question that?
No.
Okay, ask your number one question to
Naomi.
To me.
Oh, to you, that's right. I'm sorry, one person back, sorry. So the question is...
Quiet, listen. Everybody listen to the question.
What did John the Baptist come to do? Question mark.
What did John the Baptist come to do? Wow, he came to announce the Messiah.
That's close.
Do you have a Bible?
I know. Okay, we're going to go back this way. You got to go back this way.
That's my own question.
Yeah.
So okay, go Seth.
What did John the Baptist come to do?
Make the way of the Lord.
No.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Does that sound right?
That's not what the answer says.
I wrote most of it's
so that's an interesting thing.
Exactly how the Bible says it.
Yeah, that's interesting. If it's a correct answer, does it have to be the same?
Yeah, because
answer?
Your answer
doesn't
correct.
Have to be the same answer because we know that there's other answers for the question. So I think my answer is partially correct. Definitely Daniel's answer is, or Seth's answer is
partially correct.
Partially correct. What's the answer on the paper?
Do we want to try
Can
to
I?
Go around the room?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nita.
Yeah, he came to baptize with water.
Water and anything else?
The answer is correct, but it's not the answer on the paper. Vicky, do you want to try?
He said to the way of the
Lord.
We already
have
that answer. Go ahead, Sarah.
He came to baptize people for the remission of sin.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. It's not the answer he gave.
Isn't it to bear witness of the light?
Bam!
Okay, so we finally got. So we got one, two, three.
What verse? What verse?
It was John 1:8.
Can we get confirmation from the Bible, please?
No confirmation needed. I have it right here.
John 1:8.
You're really close. Give yourself one mark. It was 1:7.
Oh, we're going to give her two. Go ahead, take two marks.
Well, she said 1:8, so I can't...
I understand what she said, but the guess is really good. Listen, I'm moderating this, pal, okay?
Sorry.
That's okay. So you get 2 points there, Hannah, and we went backwards this way to Hannah.
You get two marks, sorry.
And
so if you still get a right answer, you still get a tick mark? Because...
you guys gave right answers.
Well, we all had partially good answers.
Yeah, one.
Were they all true? Was there any of the answers wrong?
No.
Okay, so then everybody that gave an answer, including myself.
So the actual Bible verse says to bear witness of the light that all men might believe.
Okay, so my original answer, think about this. My original answer was that John the Baptist came to announce the Messiah coming, right? Well, that is the light, bearing witness of the light. So it's almost the same thing. And Seth and Anita and Victoria and Sarah too, they all gave good answers as well. So this is how it works. Okay? Everybody kind of getting the flow of things here? All right, Mr. Joshua, it's your turn.
Okay, I just want to say that I'm having difficulties finding a question. So it might come across as kind of a hard question. It's just because I'm desperately trying to get one ready in time. Okay, so here it is. How many times did Jesus drive the money changers out of the temple?
At least twice.
Possibly three times.
Possibly three times, yes.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm the next guy in line, so it goes back this way. Now I'm offering my next answer.
He was breathing.
Oh, he was breathing. We were talking about pausing before, but...
Okay, but it was at least twice, and like you said, possibly three times.
You got it. Maybe that wasn't a hard one.
Not for me. It wasn't.
You just realize, don't memorize. All right, so now we're going over to.
And I don't know the Bible verse.
Miss Naomi's next.
Can someone else pick up his Bible verse?
Oh.
Does anybody know a Bible verse?
No,
from
it's
the
your
book,
it's your question, so you can't do it.
The verse for what?
Oh yeah.
Guess at the address.
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
That's a sufficient answer.
That's an answer.
That is an answer, but
not
you don't get a tick mark for it.
Yeah, I
meant to say that before. You don't get, I don't know tick marks, they don't work.
No, I don't.
That is not, that's an answer, but it's not a one that'll get you a tick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who wants ticks anyway? A tick mark. No Kriya here, thank you. Yes, sir, you have a question? Or you're going to give a question?
Oh, no, I thought we were doing about the Bible verse where they drove people out of the temple.
Okay, give us one.
I know that there's one in John, but I couldn't find it. But I know that the other one is in Matthew chapter 21, starting in verse 12 and verse 17.
Very good. So give yourself a tick mark. But you keep that in mind. Passover week before he is crucified, that's the week he did most of his teaching in the temple. But he would have done that 2, possibly 3 years in a row. Think about it now. Just realize it. Don't try to memorize it. So it would be at the end of every gospel, because the crucifixion and resurrection are at the end of every gospel. So Passover week, if we know that John 21 is the end of John, it's probably going to be in John 19 or 20 where he's whipping the people out of the temple. Nope, too early?
No, the reason why we've surmised the fact that it was more than one time that he went into the temple is because one gospel does it towards the beginning of his ministry, and one gospel does it towards the end of his ministry.
Right.
The book of Matthew.
So I'm not saying every gospel account has it in there at the end. I'm saying about the chronology of it, right. That's all I'm offering.
Okay.
Sorry. So we have realization, not memorization. Okay, next would be Miss Naomi asking you the question. You ready? Yeah, if you've already talked about, we can skip that question to the next question.
Okay, what was Jesus' first miracle?
What was Jesus' first miracle? And I'll just be repeating it, but I don't think it's loud enough for the mic to pick it up.
Turning water into wine.
Yes, I think that's correct. Anybody any disagreements about that? Is that the right answer? Okay, and the Bible verse? Let's say if you get it in the right chapter. I'm going to modify the rules. If you get in the right chapter.
Thank you for that mercy. I'm going to say the book of John. And chapter 3.
I think it's 2.
Two.
1 through 11. You got. You copy.
Okay, so give yourself a tick. Give me a tick. Thank you, because I got...
What?
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'll scratch it. Okay.
You weren't kidding until we all were
like, what? Until everybody objected. Okay, so now...
Dad, isn't it supposed to be if he gets it wrong, Mr. Marvin gets to guess, then you...
Yes, dear. Yeah, I was violating my own rules. I love to set rules and violate them.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn asking Naomi.
How do some false teachers twist John 1:1?
Ooh, that's a good question. How do some false teachers twist John 1:1? That's a thought-provoking question. Okay.
Joshua,
I think he knows the answer because that's his paper. You want, go ahead, Josh Lavelle, go ahead.
Yeah, the Jehovah's Witnesses put, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was A.
Yeah, so they add A, and they twist him to be not the only God, but to be a God of many gods. So good answer, Josh. Give yourself a tick. And
there's another answer to that.
The answer?
The answer, right?
That's the answer I would have given.
There's another answer.
Mr. Marvin has another.
The oneness people that believe Jesus is.
The
oneness people.
I have the Bible verse for that as well.
Oh yeah. Let me say this to clarify as well. If you give it an answer to a question, and you have your Bible open to reference where it might be, I'd have no problem with that. I have no problem with that because you have to pull it out of the Bible.
The New World Translation, John 1:1.
Mm-hmm. That's a translation for the Jehovah's Witnesses,
yes,
right?
That where it has the A in there.
So Charles Taze Russell is in, most likely, burning in fire as a false teacher. Okay.
But
I hope not. But
the other people that twist that too for their demise are the oneness.
So Mr. Marvin said the oneness modalists will twist that to their own destruction as well.
Are you going to get the details on how we do it?
Well, of course, they make the claim that Jesus was God. See, Jesus was the Word. Jesus was what the Word was, God. And so they say one. They just keep going back to the one. You know, and the three are one. And all this other stuff.
Yikes! Mr. Marvin, point of order.
Yes, sir.
Because your voice is so stretched, we're going to prevent you from extended things like that. They won't show up good on the recorder. Now we're next to Miss Hannah. Is the next questioner? And Miss, not Rebecca, Vicky, Victoria. Miss Victoria is next to answer. Yes, go ahead, nice and loud and clear, please.
Where was sin lifted up?
Where was sin lifted up? That's your fourth question or your third question?
It's the third question.
Third question, okay. Where was sin lifted up?
In the wilderness.
Sin would lift up in the wilderness? Okay, where's the Bible verse for that? That's true, that's a good answer.
Yeah,
John 3:16. I'll give you the tick mark, it's John 3:15.
It's actually 3:15.
No, it's 3:15. Who said 3:16?
It's John 3.
It's 3:15, I'm pretty sure, but I was going to give you the tick mark until you objected to my grace, and now I'm going to take the tick mark away. Just kidding.
No, it's actually verse 14.
Oh, I'm wrong too. Okay, so it's verse 14. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Do I get a tick mark then?
So there's another answer for that too. Who has another answer? Mr. Joshua. You have another answer for where sin was lifted up?
No, I was just saying, like, you're not being fair because you're louting out the verse. You're supposed to go in order. I'm sorry.
I did it again. Okay, take away the tick mark.
Do I get the tick mark for pointing out the verse?
No, you're in mute mode.
How many tick marks do you have over there?
I have one scribble.
All right, you get to scribble.
I'm not worried about my tick mark, so... Okay, where were we before I got confused this again? So please remind me if I start answering and blabbing my mouth again to give all of you a chance to answer it first. Okay, so Sarah is asking Miss Hannah. Go ahead.
What temple was Jesus talking about when he told the Jews, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up? His own temple.
What does that mean? His own temple. His own body. Okay, very good answer. Everybody give her a round of applause. Good job.
Thank you.
We're going to add that now. So give yourself a tick mark. Do you have a Bible verse for it, Hannah? Look in your notes? No, you can look in your Bibles to find the Bible answer.
At least give the chapter. Yeah.
And you got to give her time.
Yeah, we are trying to watch the time here. We're already 15 minutes into this, so.
You got 15 seconds.
10, 9, 8.
John 2:19. All right.
Okay, two ticks, please. All right, Miss Victor, Vicky, would you please ask Miss Sarah, ask Miss Sarah her question, please.
Was Jesus born of flesh?
Yes.
So Jesus was born of flesh. That was the answer. So yeah, so he had, this is an interesting thought. Just throw it out there. That's one tick. You got a Bible verse for that? Remember just the chapter? What about the Christmas? You can go to other books if you need to. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Chapter 7.
No, okay, give yourself one tick, okay? Now it's Mrs. Nita asking Mrs. Vicky.
I know the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep violating my own rules. Okay, Hannah, what do you got?
You don't even.
She doesn't know where it is. Victoria, you got anything? Naomi. Naomi's okay. That's a good expression. Okay, yes, sir.
1:14.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so give that to Mr. Joshua. Are you keeping track of your ticks, man? Okay, you're keeping track of your husband's ticks. That's good. One flesh. Well, we have to go back this way. And if it made it all the way back to you, do you have another answer? Okay. All right, Miss Nita. Mrs. Nita asking Mrs. Vicky, please. If it, number one, if it hasn't been asked, that's true.
How did Jesus love?
How did Jesus love is the question, and Miss Vicky's answer is?
He died on the cross for us.
Very good answer. Give her a hand.
Give yourself a tick.
Okay, now give yourself a tick, and do you have a Bible verse for that?
What was the question?
John 3:16.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, come on. She missed it.
She's my wife.
It's moved. The spirit of intervention is moved.
Wife.
Okay.
I'm partial. I can't help it. I love my wife.
John's, they're one flesh. I will give him that appeal. So, any other answers for that? Okay. How about Luke chapter 2?
Has to be from John, isn't it?
No, it can be from other gospel accounts or in the Old Testament if you want. If you happen to know one off the top of your head that applies.
I didn't know that.
I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear. Again, this is a dynamic, fluid event. Let me see if I can find the verse here. Count off to 10. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
What was the question?
Somebody count off to 10, please.
How did Jesus love?
In chapter 19.
I still don't hear any counting going on. Somebody count slowly for me, please. Slowly is the key word. You're doing good, Seth.
5, 4, 3, 20.
Okay, and so Luke chapter 2, verse 16. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger, in the flesh.
That's all Jesus loved.
We're talking about dying.
Oh, sorry.
You're on the last question.
That's still on the last question. Okay, so we're moving on. Next question would be Mr. Seth for Mrs. Nita. Mr. Seth for Mrs. Nita.
Who was missing when they brought the woman caught in adultery to Jesus?
Who was missing when he brought the woman caught in adultery to Jesus? Who was missing? Key player that was not there.
The man that she was caught in adultery with.
Very good. Give her a hand.
What chapter? What's that?
That's a key.
You have a chapter?
No, but I
give her a hand.
Question.
10, 9. Okay, Miss Vicky, you know?
4.
Nope,
I don't know.
Okay, I'm giving. Okay, I'm going to open it up to everybody. 10.
John chapter 8.
8.
Okay, everybody that said John 8, give yourselves a tick mark, please. Remember, honesty is the policy. Okay, now we're on Mr. Daniel. Yes. Can I give you a tick mark? You have to write your own tick marks. I'm having trouble enough with my own. You put your tick marks down for yourself. Remember, probably maybe a separate piece of paper. Okay. Just write Seth's tick marks. It's fine. Go ahead, put Seth's ticks and start recording them. All right, now it's Mr. Daniel's turn, or Mr. Seth's. It will be the answerer.
Answerer. How many husbands did the women at the well have?
5.
New chapter.
Oh,
she's the mom's teacher. Zara?
Nope.
Hannah?
Just chapter 4.
That's right.
John chapter 4. Give yourself a tick mark.
Well, she knew it too.
Oh, do you know?
Give yourself a tick mark.
She knows verse. The exact verse.
Yeah, it is supposed to be going around this way, but I think we're going to change the rules again. So whoever has the answer, all right, raise your hands, and we'll call on everybody that has the answer at the same time. We count down 10, 9, 8, 7, okay? So if you know the answer, as soon as I ask the first person, raise your hand, okay? And then I'll jump right to you, all right, to make sure you get your tick mark. Does everybody understand the change? Okay, here we go.
Your question for me now.
I'm asking you a question. Where is my questions? Oh, there you are. Okay, here we go. Seth's second question. Ooh, good one, Seth. All right. Why did Jesus wash the disciples' feet? Why did Jesus... Go ahead.
Well, he did it to show an example of how he came into this world not to be a king, but to be a servant to the people.
Good answer. Give him a hand. Hey, we need people to participate here. All hands on deck. Okay. All right. So while the rest of you are frantically looking for where Jesus washed the disciples' feet, I will ask Daniel, do you know where it is?
Is that the last? I can't look at it, right? I have to guess off memory.
Okay, go ahead.
No, can I look for it?
You can look for it. 10.
All right.
9.
No.
8. 7. All right, it's fast.
Way slower.
6. 5. Keep your hands up. 4. 3. 2.
John 18.
1. Wrong answer. Go ahead, Victoria.
John 13. Verses 7 to 10.
Is that what you have too? Very good. So give yourselves a tick mark.
Why is it in John 13? I thought it was after the Last Supper.
I thought it was too.
I was like this.
It's on John 13 because then 14 is that you're having trouble.
I'm thinking of like maybe Mark or Luke.
17 is a prayer.
Because he did it right after he had the Last
That's
Supper.
In math.
I agree with that. All right, so now we are Marvy asking me. That went better, didn't it?
Okay, very good question. John.
Sir?
What did Jesus mean when he said, you must be born again?
Jesus meant you must be born again of the Holy Spirit in order to enter the kingdom of God. That would be John chapter 3 and verse 5. And he went on to say, oh, I guess that's enough for two tick marks today. 1.
No need to even continue. So.
No, I don't want to.
No, I mean, for
other people might ask questions about it. So I could continue, but definitely that
very good answer and spot on.
Thank you. All right, now we're moving on. We're moving on to Mr. Joshua G. asking Mr. Marvy a question. Marvelous a question.
Oh,
we're getting this, right? Let's see. I told you this would be fun.
Christian cannibals? Question mark.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be in John chapter 6, where Jesus said, eat my body and eat my flesh. And then John chapter 6, verse 66, many departed because they couldn't handle Jesus' words.
Many disciples left.
One.
Whoa. I haven't...
That's the
he hasn't confirmed your answer.
You didn't comment on the cannibals part, did you?
Yeah, Jesus said, eat my body and eat my flesh. Which is figurative. Is that what the part you were looking for? Not literal. Mr. Figurative was driving the bus, not Mr. Literal.
Okay, that's that better. Now, so what did he mean?
He meant that you must, speaking of himself, you must be part of him, you must partake of him spiritually. And that's what he was...
Expanded a little bit. Two good ticks for you. Give him a hand. Very good. Okay, so there is a literal thing, though, and of course the Catholics pervert it, and that is, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, right. So he's pointing forward to a time when he would do the Last Supper and teach the disciples how to break bread and drink the wine in remembrance of what he was about to do on the cross for the shedding of blood for all of men.
And also, he was the manna that came down from heaven.
Right, the bread came down from heaven. His body, which is represented by the bread, was broken. The blood was shed for each of our sins. That's a serious thing. And that's why it's so important to understand that part of the gospel. Okay, next we're off to... You have something to say? I'm going to allow it. As the moderator, I'm going to allow Mr. Joshua to ask Mr. Joshua a question.
Joshua, ask Josh.
So, who is the only true God?
Give me a second here. I think I know. Just double checking. I'm going to say the Father.
Yes. And that's the verse?
John chapter 17. Cool.
Two tick marks, please. Okay. All right. Next question. Does this mean you're now stepping into the ring to be questioned as well?
Yeah, I guess.
So Naomi's going to ask you a question.
So Naomi's going to ask you a question.
Why did Jesus say in John 3:17 that he came not into the world to condemn it?
We just need one short one, one succinct answer.
Because he came to save the Jews.
Came to save the Jews. Okay, that's part of the answer. Did he come to save the Gentiles too?
Yeah, but I'm thinking specifically of what it says Jesus came to do. He specifically came to set his people free.
Do you know what Bible verse this is corresponding from?
No, it's John.
10.
John chapter
3. 9.
John chapter
8.
1.
7.
I'm the moderator. 6. 5. We can't hear his count anyway. 5.
Wait, I got a verse.
Go ahead, sir.
John chapter 3.
4.
Verse 17.
That's what... Wait a minute.
Yes, John 3:17.
He says he came not into the world to condemn the world.
Yeah, but why did he say that? That's the question.
Ask the question again, please, Naomi.
Why did Jesus say in John 3:17 that he came not into the world to condemn it?
Yeah, so you can't quote the same verse that's in the question to support the idea of the question.
I know.
Give another verse. Go ahead.
Verse 18, because the world is condemned already. 18 and 19. This is the condemnation. Verse 19, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
All right. That's kind of group effort there. Thank you. All right, let's move on to the next questioner and question, please.
What is the key to understanding the timelines in John that seemingly contradicting other Bible verses?
Ooh, that's a heady question, isn't it?
Say it again.
Oh my God!
That sounds like a Joshua G question.
What is the key to understanding the timelines in John that seemingly contradicting other Bible verses?
You chose the wrong chair.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, now you can't answer it. Do you have an answer for that, mister?
Can you ask the question one more time? I'm so sorry for you to have to do that again. But
what is the key to understanding the timelines in John that seemingly contradicting other Bible verses?
Oh, that each gospel gives a different account of the timeline and how things happened.
That doesn't explain the contradictions, though.
Contradictions would be explained by the fact that each person sees and perceives things differently. That's probably
that, that was part of the teaching, as I remember it. Right. But the key would be to compare the Gospels and not to try to read into it or take away from it stuff that's not there, but just to publicly interpret and say, well, this all has to be true at the same time from different perspectives.
Right, right.
Is that about right?
Which is what I...
Okay, give ourselves a hand. Want to take a tick mark for that?
Do I get a tick for that too or no?
I'll give you a tick.
Why not? Thanks, I'll take a tick.
And in the Bible verse category, it says too many.
All right, so the next questioner is Hannah. And questionee, or...
Be the whole book.
Yeah.
All four books.
Why did the Jews seek to kill Jesus?
Why did the Jews seek to kill Jesus? More than one answer?
Because... purely what the Father taught.
It's a good answer. I remember teaching that out of the teaching.
There's seven points to that.
Ooh, you remember that too. Wow, can you name the other six? Go ahead, Josh.
Wait.
All right, Naomi, do you want to grab a point on this?
Well, isn't it Victoria's turn still?
Yeah. Sorry, it's still Victoria's turn.
Wait, seven people should be able to get a point.
He pointed out their hypocrisy.
Okay, that's two. You're getting a tick mark for every one you get. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Marvie?
Jealousy.
It's Naomi's turn, isn't it?
Naomi's turn.
Well, I told you guys you have to raise your hand. We're going to go all the way around the back of the circle to the people who have their hands raised. Go ahead, Naomi.
What? Spoke the truth and said he was from the
Spoke the truth and what?
And he said he was from the Father.
Good answer. Two ticks. Go.
I have two of them. John 5:18. But also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
That's kind of what Naomi already said, but I'll give it to you because you got the verse. Go ahead.
Because he's saying he's equal with God. John 8:58. Most assuredly they say to you, before Abraham was, I am, and they took up stones to throw at him.
Good. Give him two ticks, please. Go ahead, Marvie.
Okay, jealousy and?
Yep.
So that's one. And I had the other one in my head, and I lost it, so I'm going to
give you... Daniel, can you find it for him?
Did you get it back?
It's they were jealous of him, and they thought they were going to lose their power.
I think that's one of the
points. That was given
to
them by the Romans.
Did anybody say that he healed on the Sabbath?
That's another one.
That's another one, yes, it is.
Give yourself a point. Anybody else?
Did they say that he was and is a prophet?
Yeah, that's one.
Yep. They say he's a false prophet. He's from the devil, right?
Beelzebub. I was thinking
Beelzebub.
Of one.
Yes, sir.
They said he blasphemed by saying that he was the Son of God.
Yes, that all relates to what he was saying and what Naomi said as well. By saying you're the Son of God or you came from the Father in heaven, you're blaspheming God according to their view because he was born of flesh. So they didn't know their own Torah. Okay, anybody else? So good job, Sarah. Give yourself a tick. Anybody else? Good, we're done with that. Good question. Who's next? Sarah's asking Hannah.
Why did Nicodemus come to Jesus?
Why did Nicodemus come to Jesus? Good question, Hannah.
Well, he was asking questions about like Jesus and stuff.
Would you say he's seeking
Yeah, he's seeking the truth.
Okay.
About the things. And then Jesus is asking questions and telling him stuff about yet be born again.
Right. So what did Nicodemus say back to him?
He said, how can you go into your mom's belly again and be born?
What's the Bible verse?
It's chapter John 3.
Okay, that gives you the point. That's two points for you. Marvin, you have an additional?
In John chapter 3, I'll start in verse 2. The same came by Jesus to Jesus by night, being Nicodemus, that is, starting in verse 1 actually, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a good teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So the answer would be that he, according to this Bible verse, that he came to Jesus because he thought he was that God was with him. And so he came to seek him out.
Good. And it's known that he came at night.
Right.
That's an important point to think about as well. So good answers, good answer. Anybody else? Okay, we'll wrap up that question. The next is for Miss Vicki, asking Miss Sarah, please. Nice and loud, please.
What is the most quoted verse in the Bible?
Jesus wept, John 11:35. The most quoted.
The most quoted.
John 3:16.
Very good. Can you say the verse for 2 points?
John 3:16. It's
starts with 4.
Hang on a second. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him might be saved.
Should not perish.
Should not perish. Have eternal life.
Good. Anybody else want to try?
No, that's right.
Okay. Go ahead, sir. Okay, I'm going to go for 5 points here.
Five?
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should have everlasting life and not perish.
Shall not perish, but
have everlasting life.
4 points.
So I'll just take 1 point.
Well, that's almost like a negative 1 point.
So everyone who can quote it gets a point?
Can you quote it? NSB?
I can quote it. King James, New King James.
No, NASB, NASB. Pal. Oh, you've been pushing NASB for a couple months now. Let's hear it. Let me see your Bible.
Well, this is my New King James.
I want your NASB, thank you. Yeah, NASBO. John 3:16. I'll give you 2 points if you get this exactly right. John 3. This is an interesting Bible. Okay, you ready? Let me know when you are.
Alright. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, begotten Son, that whoever believes in him.
It's okay. I understand. I engraved the King James. I went to New King James. I engraved the New King James. Now they're both. Wow. She wanted daddy's seat, huh? Okay. Where are we?
She escaped.
Miss Nita asked Miss Vicki. Quiet in the forum, please. Miss Nita asked Miss Vicki.
Okay. Who is the Son of Man?
Who is the Son of Man? Question mark. Good answer. Give her a hand. Give her a hand.
Bible verse? Bible verse?
Anybody got a Bible verse for that? 10:9. Yes, sir.
John chapter 3, what we were just talking about. The Son of Man. You said it yourself.
Yeah, John 3:14.
Yeah. Give yourself a point. Okay, where are we? Mr. Seth asking Mom.
Who was the Word?
Who was the Word was the question. Can you guys speak up a little bit clearer and try not to put your faces right in front of your Bibles. Sit up straight and speak clearly so that the mic can pick you up. Thank
God.
You.
Seth, we already did that one.
No. I don't think we did that one. We did Son of Man.
Who is... And the Word was God.
Okay? Where's that Bible verse?
John 1.
John 1:1. Very good. Give yourself 2 points. Give her a hand. Everybody likes to be encouraged. Okay, so now it's Mr. Daniel asking Mr. Seth.
All right. What did Jesus tell the impotent man after Jesus healed him?
Go ahead and sin.
Bible verse.
Bible verse.
I right. Got it. I raised my hand.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. Who raised it first?
Me.
Mr. Right. Marvin.
John 5:14.
You got it.
Give yourself a point.
I did get my hand.
Dad, why did you?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, I didn't write anything down. It's okay. I'm not going to win anyway. Okay, go ahead. Oh, I'm supposed to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And we're getting short on time, guys. I mean, have you had fun?
Yeah.
And I'm not even down. We could do this again next week. I think we should. Everybody up for that? Everybody down for that? All right, here we go, Mr. Daniel. Now that we all know how to play the game, right, we might do this for 2 sessions.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, good questions. Seth, you had some really good questions, man. All right, where was Jesus betrayed?
Garden of Gethsemane.
Garden of Gethsemane. You want to highlight that for a second point? Give me more information.
He was praying there. Judas Iscariot went and gathered the high priests, Pharisees, and soldiers. He came to the garden and arrested him.
Did he do anything else before he arrested him?
He said, well, they said, where is Jesus? And they're like, I am he. You're speaking to him. And they fell backwards.
Okay, that's some good points. Anything else? Anybody else want to add? 2 points for you. Yes, Hannah.
It's in chapter 18.
Chapter 18, good. Give yourself a point. You have something to add?
Judas Iscariot paid the high priest 30 shekels of silver to betray Jesus.
So Judas Iscariot paid the high priest?
No.
He received it. They paid him.
Yeah.
Now I think where you're getting confused is he came back to the temple and threw it through the. How many shekels was it?
30.
30 shekels of what?
Silver.
Good. So realize, don't memorize. Now, I had something else to add. Okay, was Judas's kiss a holy one?
No.
Why?
Because it was a sign to the people.
It was a sign to the people that came to arrest Jesus that he was the one. So Judas's kiss was a kiss of betrayal. Very good. Okay, you got your points already. Go, Mister. I'm going to go 5 more minutes and we'll call it a day.
How should we worship God?
In spirit and in truth.
Good. Give yourself a point. Bible verse?
1 Corinthians 7.
Corinthians 7, can we...
So it's got to be one from John.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It does.
No. It doesn't.
So yeah, 1 Corinthians 7. It? That is true. 1 Corinthians 7.
Somebody count. Right.
10, 9. 8, 7,
slough or please.
6,
crying out loud.
5, 4, 3,
that's still too fast. Come on. You guys are castmasters.
I have it.
Go ahead, Victoria.
Victoria.
John 4:24.
That's right.
Good job. Give yourself a tick.
Can someone look up 1 Corinthians 7 and help your dad out, please? So we should look at the Bible verse. I would like to see that Bible verse.
I just had it. Hang on a second.
I know. I still think we should read it even though
1 Corinthians 7:10 maybe.
This is not for a point now because this is no longer timed. But I think it's good for our edification.
7:10.
That's my opinion. I could be overruled.
That's talking about husband and wife.
At the beginning.
The very document.
At the beginning.
I was completely out left field.
7:10 right. Is let not the wife depart. That's not...
Oh, okay.
It's close.
All right. All right.
All right, it's your turn, mister.
What is the explanation of Jesus saying, I am?
That is to say that he is the pre-existent one.
Good job.
What Bible verse is that?
I do not know.
Victoria's got it.
John 8:58.
Wow. She ripped that off.
I believe there is seven IMs throughout the whole. There's seven altogether, if I'm correct. Seven.
Everybody
IMs.
Hear that? There's seven IMs in
I
the
believe.
Book of John?
I could be wrong. I could be wrong on that.
Well, if you could be wrong, then don't teach it.
I'm not. I said I believe. That means that it's open to be corrected. I could be corrected.
Okay,
just
so
like you were just corrected.
We think.
It was seven IMs.
We believe.
There's seven
Exodus 3:14.
What does that say?
It says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you.
In the Hebrew, chaya, chaya. Chaya, chaya. You can look that up on Blue Letter Bible. I am that I am. From the burning of the bush, Ten Commandments passage.
And John chapter 12.
John chapter 12.
Yeah.
Okay. The point.
Prophet Isaiah, when he sees Jesus, that's also related to the I am statement as well.
Good. Good.
And didn't he say to the Sanhedrin, I am? When he said, are you the Son of God? Didn't he say, I am?
I don't know if it's the same word there.
It may not be. Yeah, it may not be.
1 Corinthians 15:10. I am who I am.
That's the one. Good. Give yourself a point. We're going to wrap it up there, and I think we're going to do this again next week, because I think it's good and it's fun and
there's
it's a nice break.
There's not necessarily a correlation with Exodus, what was that, 3:18?
So at this time, pass your paper, the test. I don't mean to cut you off, so I don't get this wrapped up. So the pass your test back to two people to the right. Fantastic vault. Thank you.
There's not necessarily a correlation between Exodus 3:18 and when Jesus said I am.
We can talk about that later. I don't agree with that, but you mean the passage she was quoting or the passage that we were quoting?
No,
from?
The one that Daniel quoted, John, mm-hmm. Exodus 3:18, it's not the same, like, whenever.
Okay, let's talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it
later. All right, so that we're going to wrap it up with that. Since we've been asking questions the whole time, we're not going to wait for any more asking questions. And we just need to terminate the audio at this time. Okay, God bless you guys. Thank you.
The date?
Already got 11/5, right?
You did say that, okay.
Yeah, November 5th, 2017.
I'm sorry.
Amen. We'll do a part two next week, continuing the examination of the Book of John series. Praise the Lord.